Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session shares my conversation with candidate for school committee Megan Whitmore. This is one of a series of conversations with candidates for the Franklin election on November 2nd, 2021. I do this to provide Franklin, Mass. Voters with accurate and timely info so that they can use it to cast an informed vote. Publication of the answers or interview responses does not constitute an endorsement of this or any other candidate. We cover the candidate questions as previously developed in conjunction with the community and shared with the candidates in advance. Five of the questions are general in nature. The sixth is specific to the role of the candidate, in this case, for the school committee. Our conversation runs about 11 minutes, so let's listen to my interview with Megan Whitmore. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet, in your browser at WFPR.FM and in the local Franklin area FM dial at 102.9. Today with a school committee candidate, Megan Whitmore. Megan, good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Steve.
To refresh for the listeners, maybe new, maybe regulars, I do this as part of my public service effort so that all of the voters and residents in Franklin can be prepared to cast an informed vote come November 2nd or early during the early voting period by mail, absentee ballot, or ultimately on November 2nd. So to that end, thank you, Megan, for taking some time to give us your answers. And briefly, for those who don't know, what's your Franklin story? Tell us a little bit about your life here.
Oh, hi. Thank you. My Franklin story is my name's Megan Whitmore, and I'm a transgender female, and I lived in Franklin for 20 years now. I have three kids here in the community with my wife, Dawn. We live in the JFK school district. I currently serve on the Zoning Board of Appeals and have for the past 4 years. And for work, I am a data center consultant in the SLED DoD space.
Data center. Yeah, that's the heartblood of many systems.
Yeah. Computer systems and making sure it's all redundant, highly available, and reliable. Mm-hmm. That's the sort of stuff that I do.
Indeed. So moving into the next arena, since you're already active in the Zoning Board of Appeals, but for leading up to the election in particular, elections are one of the key freedoms in American life, and voting is one of the primary responsibilities of us as citizens. While the law does not require citizens to vote, voting is a very important part of any democracy. So what can you tell us about your own voting record? And if you have not been an active voter, please tell us why. And the real question there is, you know, how important do you think it is that we elect people who are active participants in the election and governing process?
I think this is a great question. I'm happy to see it. I believe that voting is very important. I would really wish more people did it. I think at least in the presidential elections, I think we barely get 50% or somewhere near that. And it'd be great to see a lot more people. And it's even less for local elections.
Yeah, for the record, presidential Franklin has generally been about 80%. State
That's
elections,
great.
60%, override elections, 40%, but the local election, only 20. As
great.
A general rule over my 15 years of reporting.
I see. That's interesting how that just really drops down from those. And so in the past 4 years, I voted every election that we have. When I started getting involved in the town, it became apparent how important it is to vote for the especially the local elections. Now the big, you know, presidential elections, they get a lot of all the news and the headlines and things. But the things that most directly impact you are the things that are going on locally, like in the school system, town council, planning board, you know, et cetera. So I think it's very important to vote at all of the elections, and it's quick. They make it really easy. You know, voting here in Franklin, it's all at the high school, all precincts, one place. I will say that anytime I voted in person, you really don't even break stride going in there. You just walk right in, see your your district that you're in, you know, when you get in, and it's run like a nice clean machine. And plus the mail-in voting is very easy too.
Shifting to the pandemic that we're still in and its status overall, obviously some debatable, we're at least beneficial in mass here, but have you been vaccinated for COVID-19? And do you think there could be a mask mandate for Franklin? But the real question is, you know, what measures should government take to protect the public from the virus? And how should these efforts be delineated between local, state, and federal government?
I have received the vaccine. I'm fully vaccinated. So is my wife. So is my 13-year-old daughter. My twins, they're 9 years old, and they're going to be vaccinated, you know, once the FDA, you know, approves the vaccine for, you know, emergency use, you know, for that age group. I think getting vaccinated is very important. I know it's a hot topic. I know there's a lot of opinions on it, things like misinformation out there. But, you know, it's really important for us to stop spreading this virus around each other and causing variants, which, you know, could make the virus even worse. I mean, this Delta variant is more transmissible than the, you know, the previous versions of the virus. And then, you know, to kind of get into the mask part. Yeah, I mean, I don't particularly enjoy wearing a mask. I mean, no one does, but I wear masks in buildings, and you know, my wife and kids wear masks too when we go into places. It's just to stop, you know, spreading this around. You know, you could be asymptomatic, right, and shedding the virus and not even know it. So it is protecting our friends and colleagues and family members and things like that. So it just makes sense, and it's just a temporary measure to, you know, just get through this.
Shifting to more kind of the future vision, what three important actions do you believe are needed to move Franklin forward?
I think the three things, just being smart with our budgets, you know, managing the money, the money coming in, the money going out, you know, trying to get things like grants, just you're just maximizing, you know, what we can, and just working, you know, smart with what we have to, you know, working with finance committee, just being, you know, cognizant, aware of current, future, having money set aside to. I know we provide a lot of great services in our school system, and we should definitely continue to do that. But just be smart about it. I think number two, follow science. You know, a pro science person, and I think just trusting our scientists, you know, is really important. And then third, I think, you know, diversity, equality. Basically, just being kind and respectful to each and another, treating everybody with respect.
Thank you for that. And then the final of the five kind of standard questions that go apply to all the candidates. What experience or background will help you to serve in this particular role? Or another way to phrase it, what do you bring to the table that would help set you apart from the others going for the school committee?
So, you know, I do have, you know, kids in the school system. So I'm very, you know, invested in the community, lived in Newtown for a long time. I care a lot about this community. My job is to sort of help customers solve problems, complex problems. I feel like I do a really good job of just sort of like, you know, taking data in and just making the best decision and explaining why, walking through stuff, maybe coordinating with people, just kind of run through scenarios, just have a lot of, you know, really good, you know, conversations about it. And then, you know, proposing maybe like, you know, a couple different solutions or a plan A, plan B type of thing. So just analyzing data and just figuring out the best thing, that the best solution or the best, you know, plan to move forward.
Okay. And then the final question is more school committee specific. And with the Franklin Public School District managing the largest portion of Franklin's budget, what are your ideas, if you have any, to help solve the structural deficit in the operating budget?
Yeah, I guess this, you know, back to just working, you know, with the finance committee, and just being smart with our money, and just being aware of the future, you know, not just plan for now, but, you know, plan for the future. It was really tough when, you know, we had the budget shortfall, where we had to, you know, lay off all those teachers. I mean, that was just, you know, really tough to see happen. Yeah, just plan forward.
Well, thank you for taking the time to provide these answers to the questions. In the show notes, we'll include links to whatever pages you have and contact info. So if anybody has any follow-up questions, they can do so. But before we close, is there something that you would want the others to know and that we haven't already covered?
I think, you know, ultimately we really want what's best for our kids in this community. And, you know, we live in a great town. We have a really great school system, and I just really would like to make sure we keep it that way.
Well, again, thank you for taking your time, and thank you to the listeners for listening in, and stay tuned for more as they come as we roll up to the November 2nd election. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.